Welcome to the Daily Chaos Podcast. This is your host, Lisa. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a little chaos in their life, but doesn't that make life interesting? Hey, everybody. On today's episode, I have a special guest on. I'm going to be chatting with my very own son. And he is going to talk a little bit about what he's doing, and we're also going to have a little fun on this episode, so hope you enjoy it.
You said Focus Davis. Anthony Davis is from the school.
Okay, so that's Diego you hear rambling on about, I don't know
you
what.
You didn't say...
Anyway.
You didn't say we're recording. Okay.
So.
You just surprise me like that? Yeah, go ahead. Do that. Do that again next time.
Real professional.
Professional in our studio and my room. Yes,
very professional. So, Diego decided he wanted to do a podcast, and I asked him what are you going to podcast about? So, Diego is my old soul. He's my baby, but he's my old soul.
Old soul?
Old soul, because you know what that means?
No.
It means that you were probably born in the wrong era because you have such a
different liking in different eras, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I like different things from other eras.
You open your interest to a lot of diverse movies, genres and music genres,
yeah,
that probably your friends at school, when you make a joke about a movie or a line, they have no idea what you're talking about.
They just probably look at me and then just go, okay.
Yeah, like they have no clue. So he actually has an interest in doing a podcast
about that,
about movies,
yeah,
and music and comedians
that I find interesting.
Yes. So I said, well, let's do a little segment on here so that we can get a feel for what he wants to talk about. So it's not a therapy session, okay? So don't get all deep on me here with your feelings and emotions.
Start crying,
your
box of tissues.
I will tell you that I often describe our house to my friends as if there are three teenage boys living here, because I know that I'm not probably the most mature mother.
She is true about that.
I like to have fun. But I'm a little bit of a hard ass too, as they have found as they grow older and make those horrible mistakes that teenage boys do. Let's see, what else? What else do we do? We like to go to the movies. We do listen to different podcasts.
Movies were great, but then this happened.
And
now we're here, and now we're not, but this is kind of a plus side of pro. We get to see different movies now. We get to see movies I was interested in. Like, I saw Uncle Buck recently, and that was a good one. I like Uncle Buck.
And then we had to watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
So
another great classic. A B movie.
Of a bunch of no-named actors.
Except for the guy from Animal the House.
The one guy from Animal House.
Yeah, that guy.
Somebody must have known him, and he did somebody a favor to be in freaking Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Anyway, you should look that up.
That's great. The president or something.
The principal of the school, or the president or the principal.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
it's hard to see him in that. I think those are the two only movies we've known him in, and that's it.
I'm sure he's been in a lot of stuff. Probably
dramas. Probably dramas. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not interested in drama.
We're not. This house has enough drama. We don't need that. We don't need drama. So we took the opportunity while the other kid is busy with his session. So me and Diego have a chance to sit here.
Playing fake basketball.
F- Fake basketball on what? On the Nintendo Switch. The what was it? NBA 2K20.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Sponsor us though. Yeah, sure, feel free.
Which he got, what was the last one? He played the game inside the game, like
yeah,
his player.
His player went to a house. He started up his Xbox. And started playing the game within the game.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And then he got a tattoo, remember? His player got a Clippers tattoo.
And I'm like, what if he got drafted into another team? Oh, well, I won't let that happen.
Yeah. So, bizarre stuff. So,
we're counting on it.
So, we're just hanging out in Diego's room. And so what is it about music that you want to talk about on your... What is it about music and movies and comedy? Diego's done stand-up.
Yeah, one time.
One time, and...
One time. I was liked. It was good.
It was good. Everybody... It was a good laugh. Everybody was impressed. Yeah. The host actually, you know, gave Diego accolades for having the balls of a... For a 13-year-old, having
the
ball.
He didn't say it like that.
Well, he didn't say that.
He said something like that.
To get up there in front of people and put out his own written material, most of which was about me, and just be brave enough to do that. Yeah. So whenever you're stuck in a place and you're scared or worried or don't know what to do, think of that 13-year-old boy that just had the balls to get up there and talk in front of a bunch of people and put his jokes out there. So you could do it too, right?
Yeah.
So
and I like comedy because it's all about making people laugh. That, mm-hmm. From what I see, mm-hmm. And even if it's not like going on stage, even just with a group of friends, you're just making them laugh. It's great. Comedy is awesome.
It's what I do all day long.
Yeah.
Maybe my humor's not for everybody.
Sometimes.
Grow a pair. That's what I say.
Grow a pair.
Don't be such a sissy. No, just
grow
kidding.
A pair of comedy. My comedy isn't funny. Make it funny.
That's okay. Everybody knows my humor. Nobody's ever offended. If they are, they don't talk to me anymore. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Let's see. So we're hoping, I was actually going to look to see if, because everybody's Zooming now, to see if there's any place that's doing some open mic Zooming. I don't know. Maybe we should do a live stream of you doing some material. What do you think?
But who gets to see it though? I want to do
it
in front of strangers. That's the thing.
I just put it out there. I'll just make an event on Facebook and then we can live stream it. And I don't know. I mean,
I like actually going out and.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, anytime soon. It's not going to happen anytime.
You know what? You know when you're going to get to do that again? When you're 27 years old. Because by then, everything will be cleared up with Corona. So, you might as well just put it out there on the internets. On the internet. On the interwebs.
Yeah, you say it like a boomer. Put it up on the interweb.
Put it on the...
Put it on the Google site or whatever you call it these days.
Whatever you
then, put it on the Snapchat.
It's on the Snapchat.
It's the chat. It's
whatever that new friend angle
face
thing is.
Boogie woogie.
On the Facebook. Oh my god. So, what kind of jokes are you planning on? Do you want to?
I'm thinking of like one liners.
Okay.
Like. I have this somewhat dark joke. It's not, like, really dark.
Oh, my God. Do I even want to tell? My kid. Okay. All right. Do you want to say? I mean, you don't have to give your material out here. Okay.
People say, never meet your heroes. And honestly, I think that's pretty easy for me because all of my heroes are dead.
Okay. That's true, I guess. That would be true. Okay. No, that's good.
That's just one of the things I was thinking of.
Yeah, see, it was in, and I think you started watching Seinfeld now. Also, again, not
Yeah.
sponsored, but Jerry, feel free to call me.
Do you
But
do that?
Jerry used to do that,
Yeah.
little short stories, little one
And yeah,
zingers.
my main inspiration for the like one-liners was Mitch Hedberg. You've heard
Okay.
me talk about him
Yeah.
a lot.
I don't think I've seen him, but yeah.
He was really funny. You there's like the ability to come up with that many one-liners and put it on an album was just actually kind of insane. A 1 hour
Of
line.
just one-liners.
Yeah, mainly one-liners. It's insane.
So this is why Deagle's the old soul. So this is the kind of stuff like, who's heard of this guy? Like, probably nobody under 30, maybe. I don't know. Also, musical taste.
Musical taste, yeah.
So you like some current bands, right?
No.
Not, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I can't think of
Well, I
anything.
mean, we had tickets to Green Day.
Green Day,
Come
yeah. I
on,
guess yeah, I
see.
guess you could.
Like, and
Weezer,
we've
yeah.
seen Weezer.
If
We've
I could like
seen.
have a time to think about the bands
Right.
currently that I know,
Foo
then yeah.
Fighters.
Foo
Like, I
Fighters, yeah.
can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see
Arctic
Muse.
Monkeys,
Arctic Monkeys, we've
yeah.
seen. Weird Al, we've seen.
Weird Al, yeah.
But the things that you have in your musical library, first of all, you inherited a lot of the CDs. The CDs, I'm trying
Cities.
to sound all fancy, the CDs and the cassettes from me, but
Yeah.
you already liked those bands.
Yeah.
So once I figured, okay, he likes these bands, I guess I
But
saved all of this stuff
yeah,
for a
but I wasn't
reason.
really much of a Beatles enthusiast until you've given me those CDs and I started listening to like the White Album and Sgt. Pepper's, which are really good albums. So I wasn't much of a big Beatles fan until you
But
gave me
now he
that
hears
album.
it all the
Yeah.
time. And now he listens and he's singing when he goes to bed and all that
Yeah.
stuff. But some of the other music that you have is stuff that you, how did you even, like, I mean, I know I listen, I used to listen to K-Rock, but now they've kind of gone to shit. So I don't really listen to K-Rock too much anymore. And I mean, all of the stuff I was listening on the radio was pretty current, even though I had this background of stuff that I liked that I didn't listen to all the time, but you've seemed to
Yeah.
pick up, where did you pick up on that?
I was just kind of being experimental a bit because I'm like, well, Mom likes Beatles, so I'll take a listen to some of the albums. I'm like, all right, these bands were good.
Where did your thing with Queen and
Queen.
Elton John and, like, you know,
Elton
that
John
kind of
was.
stuff?
Elton John reminded me of Queen, so I kind of listened to him, and the movie Bohemian Rhapsody made me look into Queen a whole lot more, so that
Okay.
was something. And another band, Pink Floyd, I wasn't like,
You're starting to listen to
yeah.
that a lot now.
Yeah, I wasn't like, I was, like I said earlier, it was more experimental. Like, I know you didn't really listen to it a lot.
I mean,
You
I
weren't,
listened to
you
it. I'm
did,
familiar with it, but
but
I
you weren't
didn't put
like
it in
a
your face
huge
all the
fan, yeah.
time.
I'm,
Well, I am a fan, but
yeah.
I wasn't playing it all the time constantly till it was like, oh yeah, he hears it because I listened to it. Well, it's like, no, it's like all of a sudden you're listening to bands and I'm like, yeah, I know all that
Yeah,
songs and
she.
music. I have it. I don't play it all the time, but yet he's figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think like what bands were popular in the back of the days. I think, oh, the Beatles were cool. Jimi Hendrix was nice.
Yeah.
They thought Pink Floyd eventually, and Jim Morrison. That was. I don't really know how I found, how I really found out about the Doors. I think "Light My Fire" was one of the main songs that made me find out about them. Like, I like this, and I started looking at a few more, like "Break On Through" or "I Looked At You," and then I started going more in depth
Right.
to album to the
I
songs
think
I
you
listened
know
to.
what too?
Yeah.
Some of the movies that we watch too have a lot of that influence. Like, well,
Well,
see, that's different though, 'cause Breakfast Club, that's
that
more
has.
80s, but yeah, you got into the movie before the music, but
Yeah.
where you were exposed to some of the music, for one, like Thor, where it's got Led Zeppelin right
Yeah.
in one of the opening scenes, and then we had, what is it,
Well, Led
Galaxy of
Zeppelin.
the Ga Galaxy Guardians of
Guardians
the
of the
Galaxy,
Galaxy.
which has a lot of classic rock in it,
Yeah.
and of course, Iron Man, you know, right? Black Sabbath. Yeah. So I think that's kind of where you got some of the exposure.
It was kind of different with Led Zeppelin because I listened to it. I kind of listened to it a lot more, but I wasn't much of an enthusiast. I didn't really find out about it. Even with Thor, I didn't, like, I don't know how I found out about Led Zeppelin. I think I remember how I did. She got me this cassette, and it had Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix. I think that's how I started listening.
Oh, my old Led one. Zeppelin. It was one of my old mixtapes. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how I kind of got into
that's where the Led Zeppelin came in. And I think there's still stuff that you need to find, that you need to listen more to, like the Rolling Stones and the Animals and the Birds. Like, those were good classic rock.
I was thinking of, like, the Rolling Stones. I was thinking of going into them.
The Who.
I was like, meh. The Who, I kind of did, like, the classics, Pinball Wizard and Barbara O'Reilly. Those were the ones I mainly listened to by The Who. And I just have a whole bunch more of exploring to do. I'm still kind of on Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get to The Who. And there's a lot more Rolling Stones that you should probably listen to that you probably haven't given too much of a chance to.
Some of the Rolling Stones I know, like, some of the songs I know. Like,
Paint It Black.
Paint It Black, that's a good one. And what was it? All right, now they just gone on my head. That's
Nervous awesome. Breakdown?
No, I haven't listened. The one, It's Just a Shadow Lane.
Yeah.
That one? Yeah. I forgot that name now. And then Jumpin' Jack Flash, that was a good one.
See, those are, like, later ones, though. Yeah. There's a lot of earlier ones.
Mainstream ones. The ones I listened to.
The earlier stuff, like the Paint It Black, like that kind of era was really good. And then, of course, like, watching movies like the Blues Brothers, which has a lot of music.
Was a heavy inspiration. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah. We've seen that several times.
We had everything I like cool comedians, a nice car, action scenes, but not over-the-top explosion action scenes.
Right.
Just action scenes.
Yes. And the music, like, exposing to
Ray Charles
and Aretha Franklin. Like, it's like, and then, so that brings us to where Blues Brothers derived from was sketch comedy on SNL,
and then that got me watching some little bit of the older SNL episodes. Watched some of those,
and they're famous for having a lot. While they were famous for having a lot of, like, really good artists and bands on there, so that's always something. That's always one. Yeah,
and the one the SNL period that I was more intrigued in was around the 80s because it had Chris Farley. And Chris Farley was this slapstick-like comedian, but he wasn't like a stooge or anything. Understand?
I think that's more 90s.
Not 90s then.
90s, yeah.
Yeah. Because 80s was with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. I've yet to find any repeats of that whole period.
I can't even find it on Hulu.
Or YouTube, right?
Gone out of existence.
Yes, yeah. They don't want to even remember when
Robert Downey Jr.
Anthony Hall and they were on there. So, yeah, I kind of really want to watch. Although,
And Adam Sandler was also...
Adam Sandler.
He was big. I liked his movies, especially Happy Gilmore. That was a good one. I liked that one.
Yeah, you went through an Adam Sandler phase. You went
through a tiny one.
Blues Brother phase and a Queen phase. So it's like...
And teen movie phases, like 16 Candles,
Breakfast Club.
What else is... Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Back to the Future. Well, I guess that kind of counts, but...
Kind of. It has a teen in it, but is it? Yeah. I was thinking of, like, St. Elmo's Fire.
I don't know that you can watch that one, actually. But yeah, it is the same
same characters,
group of kids. Yeah.
Kids, yeah.
But also the TV shows. Like, you started watching stuff that, like, The Office.
Parks and Rec. And then we were going to go into Arrested Development soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And like we said, Seinfeld. And there's the mockumentaries are ones I really like, Best in Show. I'm not like a huge fan of them, but you know, it's something to watch. It's one of the comedies I like to watch once in a while. Like, This Is Spinal Tap. That didn't really intrigue me, but I wasn't really paying attention. So.
Right.
And A Hard Day's Night, that was kind of a mockumentary, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And, of course, the Monty Python stuff that you like to watch.
Holy Grail, mainly the movies, yeah. Those were...
And Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks was amazing. His writing ideas, his fourth wall breaks, they're really clever. Especially with Spaceballs and, like, the pop culture references. We started watching that recently again. Mm-hmm. And it's just started. I've already watched it before, but I started watching it again. There's a whole bunch of people that have a huge inspiration on me. Mm-hmm. They're just amazing, yeah.
And comedians like Dana Carvey, Mike Myers.
I had a Wayne's World phase a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of those kind of stand-up comedians that, like, obviously stuff like maybe Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor. Can't really watch her. George Carlin.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm trying to keep it a little bit on the clean side, which is kind of ironic because it's like, I don't know. It's not like they're words you've never heard before, even out of my mouth, so... I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to sit down and watch something together.
Yeah, the Eddie Murphy one.
Yeah.
I think that one's hilarious.
Yeah. I have it on VHS.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, she also has these SNL DVDs, Best of SNL, 25th Anniversary, Best of Will Ferrell, which Will Ferrell, how would I explain him, really? I kind of got into him through Elf. He was... kind of,
but then his SNL stuff you kind of started watching.
Yeah, like more cowbell and
famous one, more cowbell.
Yeah. What other ones were there?
Cheerleader.
Cheerleader, yeah. I have pop vinyls of them, the Spartan Cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to kind of go into these specific things and just kind of give your insight and
What I think of. I talk about what I like, basically.
Okay. All right, so we'll have to work on that so Diego can develop his own little show, and you also do your little YouTube videos.
Yeah,
just for friends and
well done. They're not like really like
They're not like they're taking these, off big old
yeah
things,
I'm not trying to like take off as like a big
YouTuber personal,
just little stupid stuff I like to put together and just throw out there.
Okay.
That's the type of stuff I like to make.
And what about your instruments and songs that you're trying to play? Are you going to be going through those on your pod speak?
No.
On your pod talks?
No, I'm not really thinking of like putting my music out there, because instruments, I'm not gonna put that out there, really. That's just kind of what little hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we will hopefully by the time I get this edited and out, I'll put a link to Diego's podcast, and we'll have to figure out what the first topic of your podcast is going to be.
I think it might be
Chris Farley. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. We did do The Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz.
I want to do that again because I wasn't really paying attention.
So we got to do that again. Minus the, just me and the kid. All right. So, no. Just.
What do you say?
Nothing. Nothing.
What's happening?
That's for the older audience. It was just the movie and the music, friends, okay?
You're freaking me out.
when you're way older, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So, all right, we'll do that again. But yeah, we'll put a little link in there to Diego's little pod talks.
I don't even know the title.
I'm going to just rename it for the boomers. And
so Send it to Grandma.
Send to Grandma. What is this pod talk you speak of?
I don't even know what to call my podcast. Like, I don't even know the title.
You're not yet. Okay.
So.
Working.
It's so in the works. So that's how you know it's going to work. So yeah. That's how you know I'm going to go mainstream. I don't even know the title. That's how you know.
He's downloaded the app. We'll see how far it gets. All right. Hey, everybody. Just a quick show note here. This podcast can be heard on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, just to name a few. But you can also listen to us and support the podcast on our host site, which is anchor.fm/thedailychaos. Again, that site is anchor.fm/thedailychaos. Okay, so we are playing some game that Diego claims he made up.
I made it up.
I don't know. I did a search and I found something similar. But he made
similar,
up.
Similar, not he, the same, yeah. Similar.
So right. He made up this rule. So it's 5 second, what?
Five second movie plot.
So we have each created. Oh, let me shut off my phone because then people are going to be buzzing here.
Yeah.
We made up a list, each of us.
Five movies.
There are hot words that we're not allowed to say.
While describing the movie.
Oh, they're just wanting my phone. Now my phone's buzzing. Hold on. I know. This is
great.
All segment. Of a sudden, I've become my mom. Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. See, it just buzzed again. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this on headphones, that's really annoying. Okay. So.
All right. So, here are the rules. You cannot say the actors' names or what else they've been in. And you cannot say the director's name or any part of the title.
And you can't, like, speak in a character.
Yeah.
So if you chose the Joker, you can't be, like, acting like the Joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so are you going to go first?
No, you go first, because I want to see how this goes.
All right. This one's a really easy one. We've seen it before.
Oh, I've got to set a timer.
Yeah, you got to do the timer and tell me one. And if you know what the movie is,
okay.
We have a little bell here, so I'm going to be ringing that through the whole episode. All right, tell me one. Group of kids in high school spending their weekend.
Hold on.
So.
Group of kids spending in high school, you said.
Yeah.
Spending their weekend.
I guess we could do
this. Hold on. Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
Damn.
You get three tries.
Okay, three tries. Okay, that's new to the rule, I guess, so, now, too.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so it's not Weekend at Bernie's. Okay, high school, group of kids, weekend.
You could also get one hint.
No.
Okay.
Let's not start changing the rules here.
Why would you guess Weekend at Bernie's, by the way? I said you couldn't say the name.
You know what? I think you're so smart. Okay, group of kids on the weekend. Let's see, what they go to the mall rats?
No. I haven't seen that one, so too.
Alright,
You got one more guess.
I want to say Stranger Things, but that's not a movie.
That's not a movie.
It's not a movie,
no.
Okay. So, alright, what is it?
No, you can
Oh, say, I got one more?
Yeah, one more.
Sandlot.
No, it's The Breakfast Club. They spend a weekend.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say they spend their weekend in school, but that was a hot word.
In his room right now. I was looking at the poster. I could have literally did that. I was even thinking of doing Breakfast Club myself, but I didn't. Okay.
All right. Hopefully we didn't choose the same movies, because that would be a disaster.
I almost did choose Breakfast Club, but.
All right.
All right. Okay.
You're going to go next?
So now I have one. Okay, sure. I will go. Okay.
Timer.
Oh, you're going to do the timer for me?
Yeah, I'll do the
timer. Yeah, do the timer for me.
Timer.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, I'm already okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Timer now.
a guy works in a big building, and his long lost son looks for him, and he finds him.
No, wait.
Wasn't a guess. Okay, that was the timer. Okay.
Guy in a big building trying to find his long lost son.
Oh, damn. I said it wrong. Okay, can we do it again? I said it wrong.
Okay. That sounded insane.
Okay.
In a big building.
Okay, come on.
Go.
There's this big important guy, and his long lost son is trying to find him, and he comes to the city from a really far, far place.
Time. The first part was kind of jumbled up.
Come on, I said it. The guy, really high important guy.
High important, okay.
And he has his long lost son is looking for him. Who comes from a very far, far, far away place.
Oh my God.
Three guesses.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes. Three guesses. No more clues. Three guesses. Go.
I want to ask, little questions. Okay.
Can't do it.
All right. Okay, so, very high guy and his elf.
Yes! God dang it!
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, I hate you so much. All
right, I get a point. 1 point. That was a guess. That was a straight up guess.
Oh, my God. All right.
1 point for me.
Here we go. I'm going to start your timer. Your movie list up?
Wait.
Okay. You know why? He succeeded because of me. Because my clue was way better than his. Boom!
Okay, fine. We'll do an easy one then.
Okay, all right. Tell me when. I'll tell you when. Go.
A mad doctor brings a dead body back to life. That's basically the whole movie. So, a mad doctor.
Young Frankenstein.
No.
What?
Close. You're close. Just take out
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay. Frankenstein. So, okay.
You think everything is gonna be a comedy?
Oh gosh. Okay.
All right.
All right. You ready for me?
Okay. I'll tell you one. Go.
Okay. This kid is picked up by this vehicle and it takes him to a far, far away place.
Fine. Kid is picked up by a vehicle and takes him to a. Taken?
Nope.
No. Taking in a vehicle and then goes to a long lost place?
A long, far place. Yeah, long, far away.
God. I'm trying to think of movies we've seen like that. Vehicle.
You're gonna have to have a timer on you for your guesses. Am I gonna implement the rule?
That's not part of
it. People are trying to move on with their lives here. They're listening to you think. Come on.
You can't listen to someone think.
I know, it's called dead air.
We'll just do that. We'll just make noises while we're trying to think. Oh my God.
Come on.
Back to the Future.
Nope.
All right, that's two.
Just so you know, that is my favorite movie, and I purposely did not put it in there.
Yeah, because it'd be too obvious. My God. Just give me the answer.
Polar Express.
Oh! Uh-huh. Vehicle, okay.
I couldn't say train. Right. That was one of the hot words I created.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. Who's doing the...
I'm next. You're doing the timer.
Oh, I'm doing the timer? Okay. All right. And go.
Crime movie and... A silly crime movie and the guy trying to figure it out.
Silly crime movie.
Crime.
Silly crime movie. And the guy...
I wish I could add more.
Weren't you prepared? I mean...
I thought we were just going to go like this.
You didn't have the words in your head before we started the timer.
Then you would criticize me for thinking.
I told you.
speaking,
the timer and then was there. Going. Okay.
Do you want me to do
no,
it again?
No.
Really? You said really? Because this is a hard one.
You said a guy and a crime in a silly way.
Yeah. This
Dragnet. One,
what? No, I've never seen that.
With Dan Aykroyd?
You no, haven't not seen... Dan Aykroyd.
You haven't seen Dragnet?
No.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Oh, Blues Brothers. No.
No, that's...
Crime. That's not that's... a crime. Fudge. Crime, guy, funny way. Ace Ventura.
No, but that was actually kind of close. A Shot in the Dark.
What the hell is that?
Peter Sellers?
Remember,
crime movie. They were trying to find out a murder. Really silly, cause slapstick. Yeah.
Okay, you need to be prepared. I'm okay, giving you way too many clues because I am prepared. Okay. With my.
I'm sorry. Movie. I'm sorry.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Wait. Let me think. Okay.
Dead air.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Go.
Secretive. Operations, team, laser guns.
Done. What in the name of God is that movie? Secretive team, laser guns? That sounds...
Secretive operations, right? I said operations. Yeah. There's teams. There's a team of guys.
Team laser tag?
No.
It's one, I guess.
Secretive operation got teams. They're in teams, these guys, and they have laser guns.
Are they like toy laser? Like, no, I can't ask questions like that, can I? I'm thinking, do like the guns evaporate them? Or like, I'm thinking of like a hunter.
He's thinking out loud and I can't even answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of like Hunger Games type of thing.
I'm sure people are already guessing. They're yelling at us like...
What is it? What is
dude,
it?
Dude, how did you not get this?
Just tell me.
Okay, take a guess. Come
Team
on.
Team Laser...
Movies. It's a movie Secret we... Off. Okay, it's a movie we've seen.
Oh, yeah. A movie we've seen. Like, this is... Like, we're naming things we've all seen. No, just some...
Men in Black.
Oh, my... They're hunting aliens, but that was probably a hot word.
Yeah, I... Suits. Memory, because I couldn't do them. You know how
memory?
They do... Yeah.
Was that a hot word?
Yes, it was, because they would do the memory erasers, right? Mm. And aliens and suits. Those were my hot words. Mm.
Tuxedos. Just say tuxedos.
They were not tuxedos. We will watch it again.
Close to that.
No. Even closer is suits. Because they're suits.
Because they are suits. Tuxedos are close to suits.
Oh, you mean I could have said tuxedos?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Guys in tuxedos? Right, is that what I should have said? Guys wearing tuxedos. I just thought of a new way to give clues now. Okay. I did the timer now. Ooh, yeah. I gave you a minute and five. Do you have your thoughts gathered, son?
Wait.
Do you know what you're going to say when I set the timer? Let's see. He's preparing. I'm going to be quiet, but I'm going to make noise, but quietly.
I don't want to give too much away. That's...
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
One potato, two potatoes.
You're making me laugh and that's distracting me.
You know what's distracting? Silence.
All right. No, stop. I think I have my movie.
Okay.
I think I have it.
Tell me when to start. How about that?
Start. Old comedy movie of a famous band in England. And they're doing a whole bunch of shenanigans.
Spinal Tap.
No.
Shit.
I said...
Old... And England.
It's close. Kind of like that style, I should say.
Flying Circus. What is it called? Flying...
Monty Python. No, that's a TV show.
Oh, God.
And...
it was Spinal Tap. It's just... No. Oh, wait, no. Don't tell me. It's either Help. No? Okay, then it is... No. What the hell is the name of it? Oh my god.
You had a brain fart.
I can't think of the name of the other movie. It's not Help. Then it's Can't Buy Me Love? No.
No, what that's not it. That's three. I'm kidding. That was the movie.
What is the name of the movie? We have the movie.
Do I need to set a timer for you?
Oh, do I need to kick you in the head? Let's see here. Oh.
Come on, you know
this. Oh my god. We have the movie.
Do you need help?
No, it's the movie that we have.
Then why are you taking so long?
Okay, I do know what the movie is. Yeah. I just cannot remember the title.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is the Beatles, other Beatles movie, the black and white Beatles movie. So there.
A Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night. That's the one.
I'll give you a
half. Right. Okay. So far, you have one, and I have half a point.
Let's see if you beat me by 1.5 points.
All right.
So, I'll set the timer. Tell me when you're ready. How
about? Oh wait, wait. Oh, I'm giving you the clues now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the last movie.
Hold
I think,
on.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. All right. Go for it.
Go.
Disney movie, famous song, girl sings. And is in a bunch of ice
time.
Stuff. Okay.
Frozen.
Yeah. There all you right. go.
2 points for me.
Boom. Mm, see how right. easy I made it for him?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
I got this one, I think. Wait.
And go. Just kidding.
No!
Just kidding.
Oh my god! Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're still here. He's still
okay,
here.
Okay. I think okay. I'm ready.
Alright, here we go. Go.
Horror movie set in a mansion-like place with a writer.
Oh, with a writer.
Yeah. So.
Misery.
No, but that's house sitting in a mansion-like place.
Well, I think I should get a point for that because I literally guessed something that...
Something close to it. Oh, good. Something close to it. Yeah, something close. Close enough. You said help. Was that a point?
Let's see. A writer.
Writer.
Horror movie.
Kind of like that, if I'm honest.
The Shining?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never seen the movie. Don't know what it's about. Was he a writer in the movie?
Yeah, he goes crazy.
Oh.
But crazy was one
so
of my words.
So I have... You have 2 points and I have 1.5 points.
I won. This is the only game I won with her.
Is there really any winner here?
I get a medal now. I think, get a few quarters now.
I think we should do the opposite next time. We should do the list, the three hot words, and the only clues will be the three hot words.
I just deleted the whole thing, so...
Deleted what? The
list?
The
whole list.
Well, we can't do the same movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay. All right, that's good. So, yeah, next time we'll do the opposite.
Yeah.
Fun. Good times. So, that was it. That was me and my son talking a little bit about his podcast and his thoughts and idea on what he's wanting to do with that. And just being ridiculous. This is the way it is in our house all the time. But... it's fun and I enjoy it, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and maybe I'll do more with him. In the meantime, you can also check out the show link for a link to his podcast, and he's already recorded one, so we'll see how it goes. Have a great week, and enjoy! Thanks for hanging out with me today. You can find us on Facebook by searching the Daily Chaos Podcast. Hope to have you back soon.